The prosecutor in the failed Duke lacrosse rape case has been disbarred over his handling of the matter. Mike Nifong sat stoically as a three-member panel from the North Carolina State Bar lectured him on what they called his selfish prosecution of three lacrosse players who were falsely accused of raping a stripper.
But we can draw no other conclusion but that those initial statements that he made were to further his political ambitions.
At the time when the case broke, Nifong was in a tight race for re-election. He won that contest, but the rape case was falling apart. He later let the state attorney general handle the matter, and he dismissed all charges, saying the players were innocent. The players were all in the courtroom for the hearing and had a subdued celebration at the end. Lawyers representing the players applauded the decision to strip Nifong's law license and say anyone paying attention to the case knew Nifong never had a chance of convicting the players.
This story was simply a hoax.
Friday, Nifong told the panel he was planning on resigning his position, and on Saturday, his lawyer said Nifong himself thought he should be disbarred and added he won't appeal the ruling. However, the lawyers representing the players say they see little honor in those moves.
My initial feeling was that I've been at executions, and it was kind of like the day before you're executed, if you cut up the sheet and hang yourself so you're in control of your own destiny.
The lawyers for the players say they are considering seeking criminal contempt charges against Nifong and even suggested asking for a federal civil rights investigation into his actions.